WNBA won't force U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler to sell team over Black Lives Matter comments. By Warner Todd Houston on July 16, 2020. The Women's National Basketball Association has decided not to try and force out U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler after her open letter asking the league to approve pro-America slogans along with its social justice agenda. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert said on Thursday that the co-owner of the Atlanta Dream won't be pushed out of the league. But she did note that she had heard from people who would be happy to buy out Loeffler's stake in the team. "We're not going to force her to sell her ownership. She is not a current governor, she is not involved in the day-to-day operation of the team," Engelbert told CNN via ESPN. "We have a board of governors, she has not served as a governor since she became a senator. So since October of 2019. The decision comes on the heels of many of the most woke players going on the attack after Loeffler. A Donald Trump supporter published an open letter to the league taking the WNBA to task for bowing to the Black Lives Matter agenda. An act, she says, undermines the potential of the sport and sends a message of exclusion. "I adamantly oppose the Black Lives Matter political movement, which has advocated for the defunding of police, called for the removal of Jesus from churches and the disruption of the nuclear family structure, harbored anti-Semitic views, and promoted violence and destruction across the country," Loeffler said in the letter. "I believe it is totally misaligned with the values and goals of the WNBA in the Atlanta Dream, where we support tolerance and inclusion," she continued. Immediately, liberal members of the league began attacking Loeffler, with many saying she needed to be purged from the league. Despite the string of attacks, the Republican Georgia senator not only refused to back down from her opinions, she doubled down on her position and added that the Black Lives Matter movement is designed to bring socialism through its Marxist principles. Loeffler also blasted the leftist cancel culture. "This isn't about me or the team," the senator explained. "This is about what I saw when I tried to speak out. They tried to take my business. This is a fear I am now hearing across the country. I'm hearing from so many Americans, this is a concern I have. If I don't share someone's political view, I'm afraid of being boycotted or canceled or fired. I'm afraid of being charged of hate when I speak out." Loeffler reiterated that Black lives do matter, as far as she is concerned, but only as much as all other lives. "Let me be clear, every single African American life is important and must be valued," Loeffler wrote last week. "We must root out racism, pursue justice, and ensure equality for all. But that's not the objective of the Black Lives Matter political organization. Making the statement that Black Lives Matter and backing the nefarious entity of the same name are two very different things." The WNBA chief added that she had known Loeffler to be concerned for her team. "From the short time I've known her, she's been very supportive of women's issues and women's empowerment, has been very interested in her players and what they stand for," Engelbert told CNN. "So I was surprised to receive it, but as commissioner, I'm committed to making sure that the players' platform, to vigorously advocate for social justice, is what we're dedicating this season to." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.